Life is wonderful, and every day is a new adventure. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Life is wonderful. Every day is a new adventure. Yes, every day is a new adventure, and I can put the cause in motion for whatever it is that I want to be my adventure. It doesn't matter whether I'm going out to a new job, or whether I'm finding new friends, or whether I'm walking new pathways, or whether I'm doing the same old, it doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is that I enjoy myself, and that I treat life as a wonderful adventure. Life is not something that is going to be a bore. Life is not something that's going to be a challenge. Life is not something that's going to be a limitation to me. I was reading in the Sarah Dini Post, and they had a number of statements that were there that sort of said one thing and meant another. And as I read these statements, or a couple of them at least, I thought to myself, no, 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 no. I do not want to think like that. I do not want to say something and have it mean something different. I want to say something and have it mean exactly what I mean. I want to have the foundation within myself of happiness, and all of my statements be happiness. I want to have the foundation within myself, the foundation of joy, and have all my experiences be experiences of joy. I want to have the foundation within myself of peace, and have all of my adventures be peace. This is just a matter of choice. It's simply a matter of choice. It has nothing to do with whether the world is going around having problems, or whether the world is going through tussles, or I'm going through tussles. It's only a matter of, what is my foundation today and every day? What is my foundation for my life? What is my foundation for my thinking? What is my foundation for my attitudes about myself? Is the foundation for the attitude about myself that I like me? Then all I will be doing things that will build upon the concept that I like me. The other day, as I was giving a talk, I was waxing eloquent. Eloquent, let's call it waxing stupid, really. I was using all of the grand language that I learn from time to time and know from time to time. And the words that I used were dictionary-type words. Long since they became part of my vocabulary, because I use them often and I enjoy them. And they say in one word what it takes a dozen or more words to say otherwise. But then someone said to me, you know, I have to listen to your talks for the dictionary. And that made me a little happy at first. And then after a while, I realized that I was missing the bet. If I was telling my story for people to listen to and enjoy, then I should tell it with words that are easy to understand, words that are negotiable, words that are going to build the philosophy that I want to tell, which is simplicity itself. Now, rather than taking offense at the person saying, oh, you talk with such big words, I let that be a little goad to me, a little challenge to me, a little bit of a way of thinking, and I thought to myself, no, I will do my utmost now and be conscious of using words that everyone can understand, because that's my adventure. My adventure is to share my ideas. And if people don't understand my ideas because my language is using too many dictionary words, then I haven't accomplished what I want to accomplish. Now, working on speaking with simple words and beautiful words is a training that many people have built up in their consciousness. I have always admired Winston Churchill For Winston Churchill lived the adventures of life so bountifully, beautifully, and wonderfully. Oh, he had his problems. He had his family affairs where the kids didn't always do what he wanted them to do. He had his government that didn't always appreciate him, and he didn't always appreciate himself. But when it came time for him to stand up and meet the needs of his nation, he spoke very fluidly. He spoke very clearly. He spoke very distinctly and powerfully with words that set the whole nation on fire to accomplish its goal. He said he loved to use small words to their maximum. Four-letter words, he called them. I think that that's a very wonderful goal to have, to use our simple language to its maximum. Every day is an adventure for me. Every day is an adventure of joy and peace and harmony. Every day is an adventure of going out and finding new avenues of expressing myself and being myself and having fun. Yes, there are challenges, and these challenges are merely opportunities for me to put the cause in motion and be in balance. And so, no matter what I face, no matter whether it's giving a talk, sharing an idea, having a health problem, or anything else that might come into my life, I give it my utmost love and attention. And so should I have a sniffles, I immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function in my body is whole and perfect. The adventure I want is the adventure I address myself to, the wholeness and perfection, not to the appearance of the sniffles. That is something that I don't want. That is something that I do not wish to empower, so I do not give it attention. All of us are just like this. All of us can live our happy, illumined lives when we choose that which is for our highest and our best, and that which is most exciting to do. Today, my adventure, my wonderment in life, is to be myself and have fun, and to enjoy the rising sun as it sparkles in my life and says, okay, a new day is here. Now, how are you going to handle its adventures? How are you going to handle its wonderment? And I say, with love, with peace, with joy, with the expectation that all is good and very good. And so it is. Have a lovely day. I love you. I love you. I love you.